Senate Bill 1595, known as the Family Financial Protection Act, makes significant changes to Oregon's debt collection practices. The bill updates and modernizes some of Oregon's exemptions used in garnishment and bankruptcies, and it strengthens and clarifies Oregon's Unlawful Debt Collection Practices Act, the OUDCPA. The exemption portion of the bill will become effective on January 1, 2025, and includes four areas. First, for wage garnishment, increases to the minimum protected amount will phase in between January 1, 2025 and July 1, 2027. At that point, it will become 30 times the standard minimum wage, and going forward will increase annually with the minimum wage. Second, there will be a standard self-executing bank account protection of $2,500. This protection includes an annual CPI increase. Any currently existing protected sources and bank accounts are in addition to the $2,500 base exemption. Third, homestead exemptions, which are currently $40,000 for an individual and $50,000 for joint owners, will increase to $150,000 and $300,000, respectively, and there will be an annual CPI increase. And finally, the exemption for a car will increase from $3,000 to $10,000. The OUDCPA portion of the bill is effective immediately and includes four key elements. First, the statute of limitations increases from 1 year to 3 years. Second, the penalty for each violation increases from $200 to $1,000. Third, attorney fees in OUDCPA cases have changed to become prevailing plaintiff, so consumers are no longer at risk of being responsible for debt collectors' attorney fees. And fourth, after almost 30 years, the bill provides fixes to challenges with Porter v. Hill case law, which has made the OUDCPA essentially unusable for enforcement. OCJ is very excited about the opportunity these changes provide to consumer lawyers to support consumers in bringing cases against creditors, debt collectors, and debt buyers for unlawful debt collection practices.